This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a ton going on, lots to get to. It is the Joe Pags Show. Nancy Pelosi is out when it comes to her faith. Hillary Clinton is in trouble, but I don't think anything's going to happen. We've got that, plus Title 42. Is that going to go away on the 23rd of this month or not? Maybe we're just getting going on a Friday. I'll give you some strings. Porn section. Yes. Big lunch. Hey, Carrie's back.
Hello.
What day is it anyway? Where is Bob Guthrie? Let's do it.
Friday.
Uh-huh. Thank God it's...
Thank God it is Friday.
Yes, it is.
Friday.
Bring it now. Thank God it's...
Thank God it is Friday.
Let's make it a free speech Friday. Let's go.
Free speech Friday.
Freedom. Freedom. Yep, glad to have the chocolate voice back today. Polo's in the house. Sam getting it done. Another big program coming your way. Got Linda Catalina on. She does a, I guess her Instagram name is Wake Up with Linda. She's from South Florida. She's Latina, and she's tired of the crap in this country. In fact, so much so, she's been banned from Twitter. So we'll have her on. She does a podcast called Mostly Peaceful Latinas. Have her for you coming up. Also, Doug Mastriano, he's the guy that won the Republican nomination for governor in the great state of Pennsylvania. He got the backing of former President Donald Trump just a few days before the Tuesday primary and did just great. There were 9 people running for that office, and he's a Republican. He did very well. He got a lot of votes, and he says people in Pennsylvania are sick and tired, and he thinks he's got a pretty good chance coming in November. So we'll talk about that with Doug and a whole lot more. Did you have a good day off yesterday? Was it graduation yesterday, the day?
No, this was scholarship night.
Scholarship night. Mm-hmm. And he got some scholarships, right?
He sure did. Yep.
Is college free?
It's close.
So it's less than it would have been.
Close. Oh, are you kidding? Yes. I told you that one big scholarship that he got.
Yes.
And that's annually. So it's pretty darn close.
Now, let me ask you this, just awesome. As a friend, would you have spent the money for him to go if he didn't get scholarships?
To this particular institution?
To any institution.
If that's what he truly, really wanted, yes.
So you were willing to pay the money if he didn't get the scholarships?
Yes.
And I don't want an exact number, but you saved thousands, yes?
Yes.
So pretend you're going to pay for it anyway and just like hook me up.
No.
Why can't I have the money?
That's not going to happen.
Why? All what? Right.
No.
What are we talking about here?
By the way, did you get it? Did you get your mail?
Oh, was I supposed to get it today?
Well, I'm assuming. I thought maybe the next day or two you'd probably get it. That invitation.
We do have that one thing that like marker, permanent marker we put in the mailbox. Anything from this person.
Anything from Gary Lockie.
No, I mean, I did not check the mail today. Generally speaking, I'll get off the air, I'll take the long drive home, and then when I get home, the mail will be on the counter.
Long drive, yeah.
Okay. And so I'll check the counter when I get home tonight, 9, 10 o'clock, whatever it takes. Right. Traffic sometimes is pretty rough.
Yeah, I understand.
So we will check the mail, and I'll see if there's something in there.
Okay. Yeah. Graduation is next week.
So everybody watching and listening understands, you don't really want me to go.
No.
You just want Uncle Paxi to hook him up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sound good?
As long as you're telling the truth, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, okay.
Perfectly fine with that.
Cool.
Okay, so we get this big announcement today that I thought was a long time coming. And I'm not really sure why it wasn't a long time coming. But Nancy Pelosi has been claiming to be Catholic for a long time. Now, I'm somebody who grew up Catholic. I'm Italian. Many Italians grow up Catholic. And I went to CCD on Saturdays. I went to Catholic. I did confirmation and communion, the whole thing. And I understand what the Catholic Church believes. Catholic Church is Christian. In fact, it's the original Christian religion, in that Catholic used to be lowercase. Catholic, the word, means universal. So that's the first pope was Peter. I mean, the Catholics were the Christians that followed Jesus. And then after that, other denominations showed up, and they broke away from the Catholic Church, and you got Lutherans and Methodists and Presbyterian and so on. And that's all fine, Baptist, whatever. That's all fine and good. I'm not here to say that you should be Catholic or something else. But growing up Catholic, I know that it's a sin to kill. I know that, and I know that the Catholic Church and the writings of Christianity are against abortion. But I've always wondered, why is it that Nancy Pelosi gets some sort of a pass from the Catholic Church? Why is it she gets to go get communion? Why is it that Joe Biden can claim he's Catholic, and he's like, yeah, abort those kids. And he actually said, abort the children. He actually said the word child about 2 weeks ago, and believe me, our ears perked up and we took notice. But why is it that Nancy Pelosi gets a pass? She says she's Catholic. She clearly doesn't act like she is, yet she gets to go to church and still put on that happy face as if she's following a faith as she goes on MSNBC and says, yes, we should have reproductive rights for women and terminate the pregnancy if you want. Well, it was like big news today that the Archbishop in San Francisco had a little something for Nancy Pelosi. Carrie, what do you have?
Indeed. This is from justthenews.com. San Francisco Archbishop Salvador Cordeleone announced Friday that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi cannot receive Holy Communion due to her public pro-abortion stance. In an open letter to Pelosi, the Archbishop informed her she is not to present yourself for Holy Communion, and should you do so, you are not to be admitted to Holy Communion until such time as you publicly repudiate your advocacy for the legitimacy of abortion and confess and receive absolution of this grave sin in the sacrament of penance. The practice of barring one from Holy Communion is known as excommunication and may be done either to encourage a sinner to seek repentance or to fully remove them from the church, according to Britannica. Cordeleone's move against Pelosi appears to be of the former. Pelosi, who represents California's 12th congressional district, including San Francisco, is both a professed member of the Roman Catholic Church and a staunch supporter of abortion rights. The church, meanwhile, contends abortion's tantamount to murder and that life begins at conception.
So there you go. Now she's excommunicated. How is she going to respond to this? Somebody, I'm a Catholic. I'm not a nice person. She's yelled that at people before. And Joe Biden's out there talking about how he's a Catholic as well. Met with the Pope, and you know, there was rumors that he had some problems with incontinence. But either way, he met with the Pope, and they put on a smiley face. But from what we understand from the insiders, didn't go so well. You can't pretend that you're somebody who believes in this religion, this faith. You can't pretend that you believe in that while you're still out there on the campaign trail saying, kill the unborn babies. Not only that they're not saying kill the unborn babies, they're saying plan your parenthood, they're saying reproductive rights, they're saying women's health care. All of those are euphemisms for kill the babies. Yes, it's still a baby, whether it's out of the birth canal or in it. It really doesn't make that much of a difference except for, you know, a few inches, to be honest. So at the end of the day, this is a long time coming. She's in her 80s now. Why they waited this long, I don't know. But you go from one of the oldest liberals in Congress to one of the youngest liberals in Congress, and you see that Nancy Pelosi is trying her best through lies to pretend like she's a Catholic while she's pushing the death of the unborn. Then you got AOC, who's just a little bit out of her mind. Well, maybe a lot of it out of her mind, and she comes up with this.
For people who say, oh, but you're, you know, you're harming a life. I believe this is life. Well, some religions don't. There are so many faiths that do not have the same definition of life. What about their rights? What about their right to exercise their faith?
No, AOC.
This is a response actually from a pro-life woman who we've had on. And they actually edited that video. If I can find the entire video, because she stumbles all over herself and doesn't really know what to say and how to say it correctly. But the bottom line is she actually gets into how her Jewish friends are for abortion. And their definition of life is different. Then she says fundamentalist Christians. She actually does the air quotes when she says it. I mean, it's pretty shameful, to be honest with you. She's just lying. Jewish people, as far as I can tell from my studies and from looking into it, do believe that you can terminate the pregnancy as long as the woman's life is in jeopardy. And many people believe that same way. But let's say that there were 30 religions around the world that think abortion's fine. We are a Judeo-Christian society based on Judeo-Christian values. AOC, I believe, says she's a Christian, yet she says fundamentalist Christians as if that's a negative or a pejorative. It's not. Nancy Pelosi says she's Catholic, but killing the unborn is fine. Joe Biden says he's Catholic, killing the unborn is fine. But she went on in this stupid rant, and I wish that I had the whole thing. I, in fact, did a video on it. You can check it out on Twitter, on Truth, on Getter, on Parler, and also on TikTok. You can check out this video. I'm either Joe Talk Show or Joe Pags. Go and check it out. Where I call her out on how stupid she is to say fundamentalist Christians don't set the rules, and there are several faiths that have different definitions of life, is just either she's uneducated or doesn't care about our true American values. Our value system is based on life. Otherwise, we wouldn't say in the Declaration, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. We say that because we believe in life. Every person who signed the Declaration of Independence was either a Christian or a deist, and deists believe in God. They didn't believe in ripping the unborn from the mother and killing it by dismembering it on the way out. They didn't believe in that. So what Pelosi's been saying, finally somebody said something back at her. Somebody needs to say the same thing to Biden. And people who are in the district where AOC allegedly represents, and she's really not representing the district, she represents herself, they should now reject her. Because I don't care what your religion is or what your political background is, if you're in that district in New York, I'm betting you don't believe, if you're a Christian or a Jew or even a Muslim, and there are plenty of Muslims in her district too, I'm betting you don't believe in just killing the child up to the date of birth. I'm betting you don't believe that. And to see her flail about and use, you know, air quotes and talk about fundamentalist Christians and say that Jewish people believe in killing the unborn, that was just wrong. And she's either not smart enough to know that she was wrong, or she was acting a part and doesn't know what she was saying. Either way, it should be rejected, just like the Catholic Church rejected Nancy Pelosi. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Your thoughts on this when we come back. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Nah, it's not sending the audio. All right, glad to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Appreciate you. Thanks a lot for being here. Lots going on, lots to get to. It's the Joe Pags Show for your Friday. I do appreciate you taking the time. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. We've got a lot of people calling in. About time Nancy Pelosi got called out for not being the Catholic she claims she is. About time that happened. And it's about time Joe Biden gets called out for the same thing. Now, Barack Obama claimed that he was Christian, but he also vehemently for abortion. In fact, when he was a state senator in Illinois, then State Senator Barack Obama actually was lobbying to get legislation done that would not punish the doctor who didn't try to resuscitate a baby who was born of a botched abortion. The abortion didn't work. Baby was born alive, and his push was to let the baby die after it was born because it would have questioned the mother's intention. He really said that. Not me making it up. Look it up. Call me out if I'm wrong. I dare you. So your thoughts about, Nancy Pelosi getting away with it for so long, Joe Biden getting away with it. And it's about time somebody put their foot down and said, yeah, listen, you can believe that if you want, but you just can't be a Catholic. So your thoughts on that. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Want to hear from you. Many of you may have heard the big news. Newsmax just beat CNN in the primetime ratings for the first time ever. Just over a week ago, Nielsen says more people tuned into Newsmax than CNN. So people really are watching Newsmax. I watch it all the time. It's a news source I trust. It's got great hosts like Rob Finnerty in the morning, John Bachman and Bianca Della Garza at 12 p.m. Eastern. And then I watch Eric Bolling and many more. On weekends, Newsmax has Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Dick Morris, and Rob Carson. Newsmax is the fastest growing cable news channel in America, the fourth highest rated network, and closing in on CNN. Find Newsmax on major cable systems. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it. They will listen to you. You're the consumer, right? You're the viewer. You tell them, I need this channel, and if enough people do this, or else we're going to switch to a different system, they will listen. Download the Newsmax app. I've had it for 6 or 7 years now. It's a great application. It's right there on your phone, no paywall, right there on your tablet, no paywall. You can probably watch it on your smart TV, too, and you can enjoy that programming. You can watch Newsmax anywhere. I trust Newsmax. You should too. Make that happen, and make it happen right now. So I definitely want your thoughts on Nancy Pelosi getting away with it for as long as she did. I want your thoughts on Nancy Pelosi not having to really be a Catholic. She can claim that she's a Catholic and just get away with it, and nobody ever calls her out. It doesn't make any sense. It truly doesn't. So the Archbishop saying, you know, you can't pretend you're a Catholic and do it part-time. You can't pretend you're a Catholic and just get away with it. We're going to have a problem with that. And I like that he did it. What I want to see is what her response is going to be. I think that'll be interesting. Because her response is going to be something that she believes that she's somehow above reproach. She's going to believe that somehow, you know, she doesn't have to answer to him. Something like that. And for my money, that's just too bad. For my money, somebody needs to look at her and say, sorry, Nance, you're not getting away with it this time. Let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you taking the time. It's going to be Tim in Toledo. Tim, what's going on? Hi.
Thank you, Joe. I wanted to say God bless you for standing up for the weak.
Thank you.
And I don't know if you remember when Donald Trump held up a phone and pointed to it and said, you know, go to Archbishop Vigano's open letter to me. And he mentioned deep state / deep church. And so the fact that Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi have been getting away with it for so long is an atrocity, because I believe that they're trying to call themselves Catholics so they can attract more Catholics over to their side. That's the only reason they show up at church, because
I agree with you.
They're following, pardon me.
I say I agree with you. Without a doubt, they're saying they're Catholic, although they're not living like Catholics, because they want other Catholics to say, well, I support her because she's like me. She's not.
Amen. My daughter's an NBC anchor at down in Lima, Ohio, Central Ohio. Actually, now she's with the Fox affiliate. But either way, you know, she has a hard time. You know, she was trying to put together a story when Biden's son, Hunter Biden, you know, the New York Post thing, right, where they pulled it immediately.
Right.
Like, it just disappeared from her Facebook. So I commend you for standing up, speaking truth. And it's so rare nowadays out there in the media to hear truth. So thank you for doing what you're doing.
Well, I appreciate you appreciating it. Thank you for calling in. Open line now, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. I don't know how you sort of, you know, make that jibe in your own head if you're a Catholic. Now, I don't think that they really are. I think they're just saying that they are. Or Pelosi thinks she's a Catholic. But because I'm Nancy Pelosi and I'm the House Speaker, I can also have this disgusting, you know, view that you can kill the unborn. Maybe that's what she thinks. I don't know. I know that she thinks that she's the queen. I know that Joe Biden thinks that he's been anointed by somebody as well, and somehow he'll get a pass by God, or they're godless people. Because if you believe in the murder of the unborn innocent child, you can't possibly be somebody who can truly think that you're Christian. It's very, very odd to me. Let me go back at it. Let me say hello to William, who's in Missouri. William, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe. The Catholic Church has always, you know, bowed down to people with money. And the Kennedys, the Pelosis, you know, It's endemic in history. I have 12 years of Catholic education, and it always made me ill to watch that happen. And there's been good popes and everything else, but when money comes in, you know, you can get an annulment, or you can abort babies, or you can do whatever you want as long as you pay the church. So,
well, I like that this guy is standing up to her. I can be honest with you. This pope is, or this archbishop is saying, no, not okay. It's not cool. We're not okay with this. And I'm glad, because at the end of the day, what you have is a situation where they turn a blind eye and people can die, unborn children can die, and you'd still hand out communion to Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden. Or you could take a stand and say, look, this is not what the Catholic religion is about. This is not what Christianity is about. Jesus Christ would not be okay with this, so we can't be okay with that. I answer to a higher authority. It's a higher authority than your money. It's a higher authority than your power. It's a higher authority than your ability to rule over this district in San Francisco. The higher authority is Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And because of that, we're going to reject what it is that you believe. Because if you believe that, you can't be part of this church. I don't know why that's so hard to just be very direct and say, this is what we believe as a Christian religion, as Catholics. And we're not going to change that because you have a lot of money or a lot of power. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. We're coming right back. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a lot going on, lots to get to. It is the Joe Pags Show coming your way for a Friday. Thanks a lot for being here. We'll have Linda Catalina on. She is a talk show host, a podcaster, an influencer on Instagram from South Florida, who my sister Monica actually hooked me up with. She said, oh, yeah, she comes into the place where Jason, her husband, works, and where she works too. And she's somebody that I wasn't familiar with, but in South Florida, you are familiar with her. And if you're an influencer or somebody who follows people on Instagram, you do know her. She was kicked off of Twitter because she dared go after Cardi B, which is very interesting to me. So yeah, make sure you stick around for that. That'll be hour number three. Next hour will be Doug Mastriano, who is the guy that got the Republican nomination for governor of the great state of Pennsylvania. 30-year veteran. He's a guy who's in the Senate in Pennsylvania right now, and he got Trump's endorsement right before the primary, and he did very, very well, way better than other people thought he would do. We talk a lot about election integrity in Pennsylvania. We talk about how he can win, about what happened in 2020, and how we can have an election that really is that does have integrity this coming November. Very good information there. Plus, he like calls out DeSantis, which is interesting because you're both on the same side. I find that to be very interesting. Make sure you stick around for that as well. We just did the whole Pelosi and Catholic thing. And at the end of the day, with Nancy Pelosi, you've got somebody who knows she's been lying, but for some reason was able to get away with it. It's never made sense to me, because you're letting people get away with something that you know is factually untrue. Just isn't true. You know, she's saying that she's Catholic, yet she lives in such a way that she's nowhere near that. And it blows my mind, because she's in her 80s now and she's been making this lie forever. Well, by the way, Facebook, Carrie, do you think Facebook is done when it comes to social media sites that have a direct effect on the social status? They used to have a news feed. Mm-hmm. It used to actually let people see the stuff that you were posting.
Yeah.
But Facebook no longer seems to do that. What are your thoughts about Facebook and its role in social media? I think Twitter has bypassed them, certainly for the news of the day. But what do you think about that?
Yeah, I would agree. I think Facebook is probably maybe for older people. That is not to slight anybody, because Facebook is my choice. I don't like Twitter. I don't do Instagram or Snapchat or anything like that. But I'm thinking maybe on its way out.
Well, I'm with you that Facebook is the choice to share stuff with friends and family and, you know, important announcements and whatever. Yeah. Here's what I'm eating for dinner. Here's a picture of it. I still think that Facebook is for that. But when it comes to Facebook for information, that fan page that doesn't do anything anymore. Facebook has squelched it, can't do anything with it. It's done.
Yeah.
And they just went after Marsha Blackburn, who we've had on this show many times, the senator from the great state of Tennessee, because she dared, you know, say something that was factual as well. But Facebook is so woke I guess Facebook thinks, well, we're going to have to squash that. I guess I don't know what they're trying to portray as who they are as a website anymore. It can't be anywhere near as profitable as it used to be, right?
So, why
would you not allow all speech? Like, Twitter is going to become profitable again. It's not right now. But it's going to become profitable again because when Elon Musk comes in, they're not going to stop Marshall Blackburn or me from saying how we feel about stuff. So you've got that story on Blackburn. Fill us in.
I do. From The Blaze, Facebook has censored Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn after she posted that gender dysphoric male athletes should not compete in women's sports. Biological men have no place in women's sports, Blackburn wrote in a post shared to her personal Facebook page. It linked to a donation website that encouraged her supporters to fight back against big tech censorship by adding their names to her campaign email list and making a contribution, Fox News reported. But the post shared with Blackburn's nearly 150,000 followers was flagged by Facebook for violating its community standards on hate speech. Your post didn't follow our community standards on hate speech, Facebook wrote in a notice to Blackburn. No one else can see your post. And the Tennessee Republican blasted Facebook and its parent company, Meta, as a Silicon Valley oligarch and said she would not be silenced. Big tech and the Democrats are colluding to radically transform America, Blackburn said in a statement to Fox News. They want to silence and censor conservatives for speaking out against their woke agenda. It does not take a biologist to know the difference between a man and a woman, and I will not be silenced or threatened by Silicon Valley oligarchs. Biological men have no place in women's sports.
Okay, so let's break this down. Facebook made Mark Zuckerberg a multi-billionaire. Zuckerberg was doing it right for a long time. Now, by doing it right, what I mean is he was allowing for free speech. He wasn't getting in the way. And if they were getting in the way, it was because you were being threatening or saying something that was completely out of line that would have put somebody in jeopardy. That makes sense. That's just a normal community standard. But when it comes to Facebook making him these billions of dollars, this is some stupid website that was started on college campus to find the hot chicks. That's why they call it Facebook. They called it The Facebook. You can go there and see the faces of people that were going to the same school as you and maybe other universities as well. And it grew from that. It was this idea that blew up into something that made many, many billionaires. They also started figuring out the algorithms that would make people get dopamine hits. And then other people would come back. They would share stuff on there. And we basically, you know, trusted them enough that we put our whole lives on there. And I've talked about this many times to somebody who has a public following like I do. They would invite us by making us verified. I woke up one day, I'm verified on Facebook. Wow, Facebook shows that I am somebody. Cool. And then they would send notes and special deals through Facebook or through email saying, hey, do me a favor, upload videos here. And it turned out Facebook wanted to compete with Google that owned YouTube by being a video platform. So I actually streamed my show live on Facebook for quite some time. I did. I streamed my show live on Facebook for a long time. And was getting a lot of views for a long time. Then all of a sudden, I was getting none. That was weird. And then my reach, I hit 370,000 followers on Facebook probably 5 years ago now. You know how many I have today? 370,000. It's not growing at all. Nobody is seeing what I post. For some reason, and this was weird, and I don't know if it's a glitch in the matrix, maybe I'll try to post some more pictures. When I posted those pictures from Mar-a-Lago, a lot of people saw them. A lot of people got it. We got 19,000 comments or something, and people finally saw it. Go look at my Facebook page now. It's at Joe Talk Show on Facebook. Just go there now. You have to go on your own. You're not going to be able to find it through Facebook, at Joe Talk Show. And you'll see my posts are getting 2 comments, 3 shares, a couple of trolls will go on there. That's it. They're not showing anybody anything. And it wasn't dissimilar to what Marsha Blackburn is facing. Marsha Blackburn said something that is verifiably true. XY human beings should not compete against XX human beings. Men who are suffering from gender dysphoria, making them think and feel like they're women, should not be allowed because they have an unfair physical and natural advantage over women. The latest story was some skateboarding competition where a female skateboarder is calling out the fact that a trans female, a biological male competed and won. And this girl got second place. She would have won, obviously. Just like that swimmer would have won, obviously, if Leah Thomas isn't swimming in the same pool. So saying that biological males who have gender dysphoria should not compete against biological females is not only a correct statement, it's biologically and scientifically correct. So why does Facebook get to make that claim? Why does Facebook get to say what you said violates our community standards? And Kerry, what did they call it? The violation of community standards was what? Hate speech? What was it?
And I just lost that story. But yeah, it was violation of hate speech.
Something about hate speech. Yeah. How is that hate speech? To say, listen, Caitlyn Jenner, who I like, I don't know that I'd call Caitlyn Jenner my friend, but we know each other and we like each other. Caitlyn Jenner's been on this show twice, and we've had conversations off the show twice. When Caitlyn Jenner was Bruce Jenner, I, as a little boy, wanted to be like Bruce Jenner growing up. Caitlyn Jenner will come on this show and say that there is a disease here. Probably wouldn't say disease. There is a syndrome here with which the former Bruce Jenner is dealing. It's gender dysphoria. As Bruce Jenner, as an outward male, always going to be a biological male, by the way, as an outward male, looked in the mirror and said, what have you done after winning the gold medal? Because he feels like he's a she. He feels as though he really is a girl or a woman. It's not for publicity. You can go through all of his relationships. They'll all say, oh, yeah, and we always knew that Bruce felt like he was Caitlyn. So there is something there that disconnects the mind from the body, the mental from the physical. And there is a term for it. It's gender dysphoria. So Marsha Blackburn's saying, somebody who is a biological male, like Caitlyn Jenner, should not be able to compete against biological females just because they have gender dysphoria, which is the mental ailment that causes this thought process. It's not that complicated. It really isn't. So, and I feel for people who go through this. I like Caitlyn Jenner a lot. I also like Bruce Jenner a lot. So as somebody who doesn't have this affliction, I can't truly understand why there's a disconnect when you're an intelligent human being like Caitlyn Jenner is. I understand feeling a certain way, but the knowledge should overwhelm that by saying, yeah, but I know that I'm a man. I know that I'm a boy. I know that I'm a girl. I know that I'm a woman. But I'm not dealing with it. So I don't really face it, you know, directly as Caitlyn Jenner does. But to make the statement, and even the former Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, says it's unfair to have biological males compete against biological females. Why isn't that enough? Because it's above reproach. So for Zuckerberg and his stupid site Meta or Facebook or whatever the hell they're calling it today to say that's hate speech, that's verifiably untrue. It is just not true. It is not hate speech. It's scientific truth. So I've been squelched because I dared have Mike Lindell on, because I dared have Rudy Giuliani on about election fraud, because I dared have Dr. Robert Malone on to talk about mRNA technology. I've been squelched on YouTube, on Facebook, and other places. But I really, truly believe, and YouTube isn't going to face this because they're still doing fine, but I truly believe that Mark Zuckerberg is going to lose his riches. And that site is going to lose its luster. And it's going to no longer have its sway that it used to have if they keep on doing this. And I find it to be patently unfair that they're doing it to Marsha Blackburn now, just as unfair as it was that they did it to me. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
All right, great to have you. Thanks. It's the Joe Pags Show for your Friday, Free Speech Friday, whatever's on your mind, fair game. If I know something about it, we'll talk about it. If not, we'll move on. It's 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Big news about Hillary Clinton and what she knew about the fake Russia connection with Trump, the Russia collusion thing. There's even a tweet that's still up from 2016 that she hasn't taken down. There's either something very, very wrong with her, or she's so evil she doesn't think that anybody will ever question what she says. And just like the Hunter Biden laptop, which has turned out to be absolutely true and verified, it's now turning out to be absolutely true that Hillary Clinton knew about and actually okayed, approved the whole let's pretend like Trump is in collusion with Russia thing. We'll get into that next hour. Don't touch that dial. I mean, in the meantime, tell you about Super Beats. As we get older, we get tired. You feel like you can take a nap halfway through the day, right? And you don't have the kind of endurance that you used to have to get your tasks done or do the things that you love, exercise, go dancing, whatever, right? Try Super Beats Heart Chews. They're a tasty treat that give you the energy you need. They're good for you, too. No more afternoon coffees, energy drinks, and candy for a quick pick-me-up. Add two delicious plant-based Super Beats Heart Chews to your morning routine and promote heart-healthy energy for your entire day without a caffeine crash. Super Beats Heart Chews unique clinically researched grapeseed extract promote heart healthy energy and normal blood pressure as part of a healthy lifestyle. Why not do this right now? If you haven't checked it out yet, I want you to. The non-GMO beets combined with grapeseed extract really taste great with the Super Beats Heart Chews, and they're portable. Take them anywhere you happen to be going. Go to this website they made for you, my listener, and get a whole lot of money off, up to 45% off plus free shipping. JoeLovesBeats.com. JoeLovesBeats.com. It's their best offer available anywhere. Again, the website is JoeLovesBeats.com. Up to 45% off if you do it right now. All right, let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you taking the time. It is going to be line one is Jennifer in Battle Creek, Michigan. Jennifer, what's going on? Hi.
Hi, Joe. I'm no longer on the big... I'm not on Twitter, not okay. on Facebook anymore, not on Instagram or... TikTok because of all the political stuff, but also because that's got me in trouble over the years of believing someone is someone they're not, and I've sent money to people which I should never have done okay. through iTunes cards. I regret doing that, and now that's why I'm not on social media. I only watch YouTube just for church, a few other things, and that's it. But when I can't go to church because my mom works production on some Sundays, and I can't go because I can't stay there for as long as she's doing it, because she's doing it like all morning.
Gotcha.
And halfway through the afternoon.
Okay. Well, I got you. Well, yeah, listen, you don't have to be on social media. And I think that Facebook had the opportunity to keep people like you, but didn't because they screwed up and they become squelching. Now, she was referring to some iTunes cards, and there are other people that use like Google Play cards and other things like that. She's referring to scams that happen. If somebody reaches out to you on Facebook or Twitter or any of these other social media sites and says, hey, I'll give you $500 if you get me a $200 iTunes card or something like that, it's a scam. They're just trying to get you to spend your money, send it to them, you'll never hear about the money again. Don't ever, 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 never, 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 ever, 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 never, 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 ever. Carrie, am I clear?
Very clear.
Ever, ever send somebody money over any social media site, even if you think you know the person. Don't ever send the money over an email, even if you think you know the person, because people are hacking emails all the time. Just the other day, did you see this, Carrie? Just the other day, Dr. Sebastian Gorka's verified account on Twitter was offering up PlayStation 5s.
Oh, no, I did not see that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah.
That'd be a scam.
So, you know, like you probably have this too. I have his cell phone number. Mm-hmm. Right, you have it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, call him right now. I want to get him on the line.
Oh, I said not his cell phone number. I don't.
Oh, you don't have Seb Gorka's cell phone? You call him Seb, though, right?
I do not. No, I know. You call him Seb, and you have his phone number, okay?
So I called him, yeah. And I said, hey, Sebby. Okay, just call him Seb.
No, I know you didn't say that. Sebby.
I may have said Dr. Gorka. So listen, either you're giving away these PS5s and you're raffling off $1,000, or somebody's hacked your account. And he wrote back, he said, please get a hold of Twitter support, because of course I'm not giving away PS5s. And you know, we got his account restored to him pretty quickly. Then he thanked me and a bunch of other people that were, you know, posting, this isn't Seb Gorka, don't apply for this PS5. But these scams live. I mean, people get up in the morning and they scam you. There are complete houses, warehouses filled with people with phones and computers that are doing nothing but scamming people all day because it works that well. Don't ever fall for it. If this is a person you know and love that you would ever give money to in a dire situation, call them, talk to them via voice. If they say they can't talk to you because they're locked up or they're this or they're that, then it's probably going to be a scam. Don't ever answer an email allegedly from your bank where it asks you for your bank account number and your password. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. Be smarter than that, because what she's saying is true. Without a doubt, there are people out there whose entire livelihood is based on you being gullible. Let me go to the phone lines. Andy, quickly, what's going on? Hi.
Hi, calling from mid-Michigan.
Good. And I don't have any time. Let's go.
Yeah, Caitlin, why did you call Caitlin? Why did Caitlin get to be the woman of the year?
I didn't call Caitlin the woman of the year.
Grant them the language.
I didn't call Caitlin the woman of the year.
Well, Caitlin won woman of the year.
You right. I didn't give it to Caitlin.
As soon as we grant the language, we lose. Even Marcia Blackburn saying that she was a biological man.
All right, Andy. Boy, what a sucky call. But I love you like a brother. Keep it here. Coming back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.